Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
We'll be right back.
right. All right. So they're back. They're back. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'm having like real mixed feelings about this. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Motley Crue has announced that they are back out of retirement and they're going to do... Actually, all they have announced is that they're back at this point. But what is being speculated in the press, including some pretty high-profile outlets like SiriusXM and Rolling Stone, is that Motley Crue will be returning and doing like a stadium tour. It sounds like it's going to be Alice Cooper, Poison, and Def Leppard, or some of those bands, or all those bands, along with Motley Crue doing a stadium tour. Now, Motley Crue, out of all the bands that did farewell tours, they were like the one that I kind of had belief that they were going to stick to this. And listen, I know that this is one of my favorite bands. Actually, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I guess what I'm trying to say is you should know that this is one of my favorite bands. Iron Maiden, Metallica, Ozzy, Black Sabbath, you know, Dio. I mean, these are all my favorite metal bands, you know, my favorite hard rock bands. Motley Crue is definitely one of those bands. So, you know, my first concert back in 1984, my first rock concert, loud rock concert, was Motley Crue and Saxon at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago. My mom took me to that show. I've probably spoken about that show before on here. I know I've done it on YouTube. It was like a really important event in my life, you know. So Motley Crue has always been dear to my heart, including, you know, Vince Neil left the band, the Karabi album, the self-titled, loved that. Loved even the album without Tommy Lee. Loved the weird stuff, the Generation Swine stuff. I've been a really diehard Motley Crue fan. And there's a few things. There's a lot of stuff that plays into this, man, because I have such mixed feelings. There's part of me that's like, fuck those guys. Okay, listen, I sat at Madison Square Garden and watched them a number of years ago thinking it was the last time I was going to see them. I paid a ton of money. This is the last time I'm ever going to see Crue. So I want to pay a ton of money for the tickets. I want to be up there. You know, I was emotional when they were playing some of those songs. It was a really emotional night for me. And I left there satisfied, thinking that was the last time I was going to see them live. I've seen Nikki on stage with 6 a.m. since. I've seen Vince do shows since solo. But it wasn't Motley Crue, you know. So I don't know how I feel about this. Part of me is like, yeah, fuck these guys, man. They told us this was the last show. I want my money back from that tour. And another part of me is like, I kind of want to see him again. So I'm like torn, man. I really am torn. So let's go to the negative. Let's go to the negative first. Yeah, fuck these guys, man. I mean, it's like they do this stupid ass thing with these lawyers and this fake ass contract, which seemed totally fake at the time, where they said legally we're never allowed to tour again. Everyone knew that was a bunch of fucking horseshit at the time, but I wanted to believe it. But why should I? Because Motley Crue have always been liars. I mean, even Vince Neil said that The Dirt, the book, when he wrote his book, his autobiography, you know, before The Dirt movie, Vince kind of trashed The Dirt and said, you know, that wasn't factual at all, which is one of the reasons I'm writing this book. The Dirt book wasn't factual. And I do think that they've manipulated the truth at times throughout the career. I'm not ready to cite examples of that right this minute, but a lot of it is in the book called The Dirt. Having said that, again, I love these guys. I don't know any of them personally. Sure, I rode in a car once with, and, you know, spent 45 minutes to an hour with them that day, but which is on YouTube somewhere. But, yeah, so I don't know any of these guys, but I will say I interviewed Mick Mars, too. Remember that? That was more recently. That was on this podcast. So, but I will say, I feel like I know them just because I've been a fan of theirs and followed their career and loved watching interviews with them and listening to their music and, you know, seeing them live and all that. So I feel like I know these guys on a personal level, even though I don't. Isn't it weird how fame works? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems so wrong. I mean, it's such. Check. Something just happened there. Technically, got cut off. But yeah, so it just seems like a cash grab to me. It really does. I mean, But again, wouldn't you probably do the same thing if you had, you know, millions and millions of dollars that could be made? Because you never, you know, everyone's like, oh, they have enough money. But do they? I mean, do we really know? I mean, they live different lifestyles. And does anyone really ever have enough money? I mean, you could say, all right, that guy makes 100 grand each year. Does he have, he has enough money? But no, everyone always wants more money. Tommy Lee's got to take another yacht around the world. You know what I mean? It's, so I get it. I get it. But I don't know. It's just, I'm torn. And when they first announced it, I was like, I am not going to go see that. I'm not going to go see that. But today, I don't know. I'm kind of like thinking, yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will. So we shall see. Again, when Rolling Stone first reported it, I guess it was like on Sunday. What's today? Tuesday. I was kind of like, yeah, that's got to be clickbait. That's not true. I didn't really believe it until I saw the stupid video appear on the official Motley Crue Facebook page. But they have to be prepared that they're going to get some shit for this. And I again, I'm a big fan, but I'm more than willing to give them shit for this. I mean, they were the one band. I mean, I know, okay, The Who. They toured in 1982, said it was their farewell tour. Bullshit. They were back in the late 80s touring again and have been pretty much going ever since. You know, Ozzy gave his farewell tour in the early to mid-90s. Mid-90s, I don't know when that was. And Kiss, yeah, they gave the, after the Psycho Circus tour, they came back with Peter and Ace, and it was the farewell tour, you know. So I get it. I get it. And Motley Crue, you know, they're what, 10 years younger than the guys in Kiss. So to me, I scratched my heads a little bit because, you know, when they did do the farewell tour, because they had the possibility of coming back. But for some reason, I believed that they wouldn't. Kiss, this tour that they're doing now, this is it, guys. Because they're not well. I mean, Paul Stanley gets the flu. They're canceling shows. I mean, you get to be in your 70s. Your immune system doesn't bounce back like it used to, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, man. Yeah, today's my birthday. happy birthday to me. Tuesday, November 19th. And it's weird because I'm old, you know. I just read it. Lon Friend wrote an article about Lana Del Rey, who I like. And it drives me. Lon's 63. And he refers to himself as a middle-aged man in the article. Listen, I'm 13 years younger than Lon, and I can tell you I'm not middle-aged. It drives me crazy when I hear people say, I'm middle-aged. I'm 60. I'm middle-aged. No. You're not middle-aged. You're old. But still, you know, Nikki Sixx, 60. He's 10 years younger than the guys in Kiss. The Kiss cannot continue unless they bring another members, which I personally don't believe they'll do. I know everyone thinks they're going to do that, but I don't believe they'll do that because no one's going to give a shit when they're going to have a fake Paul and Gene in there. No one's going to care. They will go from selling, you know, what, 12,000 tickets, you know, if that. I mean, I know that now they're doing this. Well, I'm off on a couple tangents here, but no one's going to go. They're not going to sell more than 500 tickets at a show for people to go see a fake Kiss. I'm sorry. People don't care about rock enough. I don't know. So, yeah. Anyways, Motley Crue is back. I cannot believe it. I really did not want to believe it. But now that it's sunken in for like a few days, not even a few days, for 24 hours, I'm starting to accept it a little bit, and I'm just torn. Like, I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll actually go see him play again. But part of me feels like I can't do that because that's showing them that this is acceptable behavior to lie to your fans and tell them this is it. But do you really believe, like, when they did it originally, do you think they had any inkling that they would do it again? I don't. I like to believe that this offer was thrown at them. Listen, Guns N' Roses had the biggest money-making tour, the fourth biggest money-making tour in the history of rock with the return of Slash and Duff. I mean, they see that. And the promoters see that. Listen, Drake doesn't fill stadiums. He doesn't, you know? It's like, you can say, yeah, well, he's selling all these records. Those bands, they don't fill the arenas like the old-time rock bands do. They don't. So I think there was probably a lot of pressure put on Motley Crue and to do this. And when there's millions and millions of dollars laying on the table in front of you, it's kind of hard to change. It's kind of hard not to change your mind about not touring. And is it a money grab? Yes. Could it be fun for us to see Motley Crue one more time? Yes, but maybe not. Maybe it'll just be an embarrassment, you know? I don't know. Mick, you know, people, I hate saying this because Mick was on the podcast, but let's face it, Mick could not play like he used to on their farewell tour when they did, when I saw him at Madison Square Garden, like when he does the shredding in the middle of the Home Sweet Home video, he wasn't doing that. You know, things were simplified. So, as they are for AC/DC. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, Paul Stanley was his voice and Ozzy his voice. This Angus could not play the solos when I saw them on that last tour with Axl Rose. Was it fun? Yeah. Did Axl do a great job with the Bon Scott era stuff especially? Yeah, he did a great job. But no one was talking about that Angus can't play. I mean, I'm a guitar player. I love hearing guitar players play like they did on the album. But yeah, everyone's growing older, you know, and rock and roll is a physical art form for sure. So what happens now with Motley Crue? I guess we will wait because, again, as of today, Tuesday, November 19th, there's been no actual announcement from them as far as the tour. It's just this speculation that it's a Poison, Def Leppard, Motley Crue tour. But we haven't heard an official announcement on that. What we have heard is official announcement that Motley Crue is back. And the video that they posted on the YouTube page was just fucking stupid. Yeah, we have no problem with destroying things like they used to destroy hotel rooms. So now they destroyed the contract saying they would never play again. Come on. Fucking stupid. All right. But that's where we're at. I just wanted to vent a little bit about Motley Crue. Like I said, it is my birthday today, and as I was recording this, we just got an email from the school that my son isn't feeling well. So happy birthday. Here's a sick kid. Hoping he's all right. So I'm going to go deal with that, guys. I will be back with a longer episode, I promise, real soon. Thank you for your understanding, and let's get out of here, all right? Thank you to the patrons. Let me read off the patrons before we go. We got 29 of them. I'd love to get to 30. Steven Saylor, Steve Hoker, Mike Jones, Dan Gurwan, Metal Dan, Patrick Schwartzman, Brad Deal, Jerry from Long Island, Emma Clayton, Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, Michael Street, Jason Seth, Fred Rutz, Sam Soupy, Jay Vaninsky, Jean-Francois Blas, James Bennett, Ron Keel. Let's see. Who else we got? David S. Gray, Miles Atwood, Richard Langridge, Anthony Mackey, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Jean Bouvary. And that's it. Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate your support. You guys make this show happen. Use our Amazon links. Be well, guys. Happy birthday to me. All right, later.